just want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom and my mom. I am so, so sorry, because it is my fault, because it was my project.
Search of the three missing Montgomery College students continues in Frederick County tonight.
10 days and thousands of man hours have been unable to produce any clues.
We have a few leads, a few other options we want to take advantage of, and just try to put together some pieces to this puzzle.
Do you believe the occult may be involved in the disappearance of your son?
I am so scared.
Fuck this movie. Fuck it down the holy grail and it fucking came through. Oh my fucking god. I knew the movie was stupid, but damn, I ain't seen this movie since it came out. And what? Oh my god. It fucking blew my mind on how stupid this shit was.
I think it's the first time I've seen this since like opening day in the theater.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh. People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 66. I'm the phenomenal one of MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
Man, fuck this movie, man. I woke up early today. Well, I ain't gonna say early for Negro time, at least, or whatever. To watch this movie, because I was like, oh, I forgot to watch it last night or whatever. I'm gonna watch it this morning or whatever. Gathered around, I'm on vacation, got the fiance watching with me, and we just sat there looking at each other like, fuck. And then when the ending came, I said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You got to be fuck. 87%, Z. 87%. That is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't.
We're talking about the Blair Witch Project. Fuck you, Blair Witch Project.
The only thing this movie had going was the publicity before the movie came out.
I was just about to say that, yeah, because I remember how they hyped this movie up. It's real. This really happened. Realistic. And all that hype, whatever. And all I can tell you, if you was to take a blind man into the theater, and say he was a blind man, you watched him, took care of him, stuff like, he said he wanted to go to the theater, he took him to see Blair Witch Project, and he said, what's going on? Be like this. This is the perfect synopsis right here. Talking, walking, yelling, and it's over. And a lot of people are walking out pissed off. There you go. That's literally the fucking movie. Right,
this is a blind person's movie.
The blind person's movie. Because Jesus fucking Christ. We say this a lot in horror movies these days, but not a goddamn thing happens in this movie.
Oh, did this start the POV?
You know what? I hear a lot of people that say that, but I'm wondering, like, did it really? Because it took 10 years before the next big hit of period POV movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was Paranormal Activity, which came out in, what, 09?
09 or 08.
Yeah, and this came out in 99, so I'm like, there really was no in-between.
But I seriously, to this day, the beauty of the marketing for this movie, how awesome. I think they were doing, like, lost posters, like lost and found posters and shit like that.
They were trying to sell people on this movie. That's because the internet really wasn't that advanced back then. So, you know, they were really trying to sell people on this shit that is realistic, bro. And then you watched it. Oh, my God, Z. Oh, my fucking God, man. How long is this fucking movie, first of all?
81 minutes.
Jesus, it felt fucking longer.
It did!
It sucked us. This movie sucked the soul out of my life. Jesus Christ. I ain't never said that.
Oh.
The energy and soul out of my fucking life. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd rather watch Norbit.
Ah.
I'd rather watch Daddy Daycare again than this shit again.
Oh my.
This movie was hard to fathom because 15 minutes in is when I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It said, got an 87%. Well, maybe my prejudgment of it was a little too jump the conclusion here. Maybe if I rewatch it. And then it got to the point where the dude said, I kicked the map into the ocean. I was just like, how the fuck did this get 87%?
I don't know. Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars.
Roger Ebert is a fucking moron. episode.
It's listed as one of the 50th best movie endings of all time.
Oh my god! See? This is the worst ending I've ever seen.
What was the ending?
Okay, first of all, the ending is so laughable. It's like, first of all, because I heard a dude screaming too, which was, I'm assuming it's Josh, right? But they keep going upstairs. I'm like, it don't even sound like it's upstairs. So why are they going upstairs? And then when they go downstairs, a dude stands there and she's crying and she just passes out. He's just like, man, fuck you, movie, man.
Okay.
This is the type of shit where you riot in theaters and you go like, man, I want my fucking money back. See, you saw this in theater. Did people want their money back?
This was 99. I was naive back then. I was like not even 18 at the time. That's why I thought, like, back then as a kid, I thought this is pretty good. But watch it again, like, as an adult, with common sense.
Your time was wasted.
Your time was wasted. I was watching on my computer on Netflix.
Yeah.
I downsized Netflix and just listened to the movie.
This movie is a podcast.
We could play the whole movie. It's a podcast.
The whole movie is a podcast. It's because there's nothing visual in this fucking movie at all. There's nothing. There's a, what is it? It's a fucking tree branches tied together.
And rocks stacked together.
Matter of fact, it wasn't even a big pile of rocks. It was like six of them.
It was like the size of a shoe.
I wish someone would stick me and Z in the fucking woods, and then we get out of our tents and just leave some pile of rocks right there. I'd be like, Z, is somebody trying to fuck with us? I mean, what the fuck? Rocks? Seriously?
And then we have...
Pick these rocks up right now and carry them with us.
Then we have 10 minutes. About 10 minutes of fucking film time looking at this girl's nose while snot's pouring out and... tears.
Ryan, matter of fact, she's a horrible camera director, too. She can't even hold it right. She's holding it to her eye and shit.
Yeah,
Oh my god, dude, in the first 5 minutes, it's just shaky cam like a button. Interviewing these redneck motherfuckers, though, just like, yep, I've heard of her, the Blair Witch. She existed up in them mountains right there. And then they're talking about, oh, we got lost. Y'all got lost as soon as y'all parked that car, because that, where y'all parked that car was no trail at all right there.
Yeah.
They parked it in the middle of the highway.
Did you know that there's people, like, in the theaters, they got motion sickness because of the ending?
Oh, because of all the shaky shit?
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah. Was it in your theater, or just, you just,
I'm reading on it now.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's do a quick plot.
Less laughable. Plot. They created the plot in their heads when they got lost. That's the...
Blair Witch Project, directed by Daniel Myrick and Eduardo Sanchez, who have done...
It took two people to direct this shit?
And I don't think this was written, either.
It took two people to direct and write this shit? Oh, my God. Did you notice on this POV found footage, it's always two people that either directed or wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why does it take so many people to write this shit?
I don't know. But
see, we could write this shit.
I'm actually in the process of making a POV movie.
Oh my god, I bet it could be better than this shit.
Oh, it actually is.
Oh my god.
You
please
see?
Tell me it'll take two people to write that shit. Either.
Well, it's two separate movies, but it's a lot better. There's actually visuals. It's not all talk.
Not all talk. There's actually shit going on. Oh
yeah.
My god, continue. Please.
Starring Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, Josh Leonard. Budget $25,000. Budget!
Where did that budget go? Where did the fucking budget
go? It had to have been the camera rentals.
I was just about to say, just the camera rentals, right? They probably paid the actors about $2,000 each or something, right?
They probably paid them $200.
$100, okay. Man, oh my, fuck you, movie.
Yeah, then box office, $248 million.
there's no fucking reason why this movie should have cost that much. See, how much, if you did this movie, how much would you have spent on it?
Probably 1,000. Maybe not. Maybe not even. Maybe anywhere from 500 to 1,000.
They literally went to the woods and just filmed the shit that was going on. Like you said, the most high-equipped shit in here is the cameras. And those cameras was old as fuck.
Do it now. It'll probably be like $300.
Yeah. You do the show on your phone. You literally your phone.
The phone would have been a better camera.
This movie is an insult to cinema.
Oh my god.
Fucking Roger Ebert, man. Fucking Roger Ebert. I want to read his fucking review after we're done with this.
I don't know. What? He must have been drunk when he went to see this.
You got a quote from him?
Let me find it.
I need to find this quote.
He says that it's extraordinary effective horror film.
Fuck you, Roger. What the hell are you talking about? Oh my god.
The only thing good about this movie was the promotional. The promotion. This promotion is better than Paranormal Activity. They made this believe that this was real, and I thought, being 17 when this came out, I thought it was real because internet wasn't what it was today. AOL was the big thing back then. AOL was the big thing.
When they send you those discs in the mail.
AOL. What a joke.
You think that promotional got an 87% then?
Yes. The movie got a negative 87%.
Then when they saw the movie, they said, fuck, I should have waited till I saw the movie when I reviewed it.
The trailers were cool. How the only good thing was the promotional. Nothing else. There was no acting. I guarantee you there's no fucking script.
No, this is ad-libbing at its best. This is ad-libbing at its fucking best.
And it's just about a film. Three college students go look about this Blair Witch story, and then nothing happens in the fucking movie.
Did they talk about, like, they wanted to go to some graveyard or some shit like that? Did they ever get to that fucking graveyard?
I think at the beginning of the thing.
No, it was at the in the middle of the film, because they kept saying, once we get to that graveyard, it'll be cool, right?
Yeah.
I think it was the witch's graveyard or some shit like that. They kept talking about that, because they went to one first, and then I think they were talking about it as another one or something. And then when they were talking, oh, we're going back, I'm like, they ever get to that fucking graveyard?
And what's even worse, a year after this came out, the sequel came out, and that was even worse.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, fuck me in the ass 3 times, please.
And there's video games based on... There's video games based on this movie.
You know what? You're right. Slender Man.
Yeah, that's kind of what this could be.
Yeah, it's actually the latest, if you want to say, a related video game, because it's pretty much guy hops a fence, going to the woods, and he's collecting shit based on this mythology of this creature, this supernatural being, whatever.
They're not collecting shit in this movie. They're collecting fucking fucks.
Collecting rocks. Collecting rocks and trees and tree sticks. Like, I love it when the guy started screaming, "Hey, there's a bunch of weird shit up here!" And you go up there, and you just see a bunch of trees tied. I'd be like, "You fucking made me run up this hill to look at some tree sticks tied together." I'd be like, "The KKK constantly tying sticks together, shit." This ain't nothing.
Two things that I want to bring up that are funny as fuck. First one, Heather kept saying, "You can't get lost in America nowadays." What the fuck?
What the fuck? I'm glad you brought that up. What the fuck? What does that mean? What does that mean, Z?
People get lost all the fucking time.
People get lost. We couldn't find Osama bin Laden hiding in a fucking cave for how many years?
Oh, 7?
Thank you!
And a GPS is not gonna help you in woods.
Oh my god. And then when they try to break down the logic, we go, listen, people will notice that we're not back today, and then people don't notice that shit until a week.
Yeah, you get. I think I want to say you're considered missing 48 hours or 96. One of those two.
It's not. I think it is 48. I think you're right. It's either 48 or 72.
But oh my god! And the second one, they're like they lost the map. Everyone's like, "Oh, I haven't done it." 10 minutes later, I kicked the map in the fucking lake. Why didn't you just say that at the beginning?
Hey, me, you, and an unknown entity with us. Let's just say it's a guy or a girl or whatever. And we realize that me or you don't have the map. This motherfucker's laughing over there and tells us they he or she kicked it into the river. Would you not kill that motherfucker right there?
Yeah.
I'd have been like, Z, hold him fucking down.
What's even, did you notice this? Especially at the end. When Heather's holding the camera, because that's the black and white part,
She's
talking, and when you're holding the camera and you're talking, you can definitely hear her. But that scene, it's like she's behind the camera person.
I was going to say, did you not notice, Tori, even that same thing, even at the end of the film, they're in the house, where her and Mike are split up, and yet Mike is, the camera's pointing at him? But she's still screaming, Mike, where are you? I'm just like, who the fuck holding that camera?
I know. That was poorly done.
That was some bullshit.
This was filmed in a fucking weekend.
In a day.
No, they had multiple night scenes. I don't think they can do all that in one day.
They did. That's where the money went. They edited it. Cameras just made nights.
And the funny fucked up thing is... you know the only one out of the three that actually had somewhat of a film career is Josh?
Josh Leonard?
Yeah, he's actually got somewhat of a film career.
Yeah, because, you know, Blair Witch shot him off in the Superstar, you know? what has he worked on?
He was in Prom Night, well, Prom Night... If I Stay, Shark Knight, Shaggy Dog, Hatchet, Men of Honor. So he's done
and
stuff.
He's worked for How It Should Have Ended animated videos as well. The Blair Witch Project.
I mean, god damn it. This trailer 100% lies to you.
I'm still trying to get over your logic of you don't get lost in America. What was that about?
Because that's what she was saying.
Yeah, what is that about, Z? Like seriously, like, explain this to me, Z, because you were old enough to know this, whatever, when this movie came out. What is that you don't get lost in America? What was that? Was people getting found in 1999 or something?
You know, just even hearing that, I just don't understand it. I really don't. I don't... No, what her logic was saying, you know, it's hard to get lost. How is that? You're in the woods in West Virginia, I think. You know, that's
the
one. That's
in the middle of nowhere.
No, they're in Maryland. It's just...
Yeah, they were in Maryland. But they didn't tell nobody they was going to the fucking woods.
No, I mean, they're film students. I guess they're film students. They look like they were, like, in the 30s film students.
He really did. Josh looked old. Josh looked old as fuck in here.
He's 39 now, so give or take 10 years, 29. Well, actually, 15 years now. But this took...
When I heard that you can't get lost in America, I'm with you. I shook my head and I was just like... I remember I looked over at my girlfriend and I said, what does that mean? I'm glad you brought that up because I was really baffled at that part when she kept saying it. She said it like four times in the fucking movie. And I was just like, is that like supposed to be some kind of statement or something? You don't get lost in America? Like, was she promoting America?
They started singing the national anthem.
Fucking milk cartons. You see little white girls on them.
How many Amber Alerts are there? Well, no. But,
Thank you, Z. I get put, like, every month on my phone. My phone just started making a weird buzzing noise, and I'd be like, oh, shit, what is that? And then it says Amber Alert. It's like, seriously? Even on our billboards now, they still say.
Even GPSs take you to fucking wrong. My GPS took me to the wrong fucking direction last week. It took me. Yeah. I was going to a fucking bar, and it took me to a fucking house.
You know what? You're right. I used fucking Google Maps like a month ago. It did take me. It took me to another fucking freeway. You're right. The GPS does get you lost.
So whoever wrote that line is a fucking idiot, or she's an idiot for saying it five times.
A fucking moron. Yes, thank you. Oh my god, I'm glad you fucking brought that up because you don't get lost. I don't fucking get that. People still get lost these days, and people. They're saying that while they're in the fucking middle of nowhere in the woods.
Where no one knows where they're at. No one. I think they said it. That they no one knows where they're at.
Yeah, and we're some small ass town too.
With fucking inbred hicks.
This looked like that road they parked the car on. It looked like the road in The Human Centipede.
That would have made better movies.
I was like, damn, had it been nighttime and they would have just wandered off to that little house right there, I'd have been like, that dude from The Human Centipede expanded on that little house right there.
God damn it. You really get mad watching this movie.
I got mad watching it because of all the praise it got.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing happens.
Better than this shit. And they'll see this and say, This is what up horror, the horror genre. It up
no, this is not a horror movie.
And then you sit here and sit, and you just like, and then someone telling people like, this has some of the most creepiest elements ever. I'm just like, I didn't find a goddamn thing creepy in this shit at all.
This is because I kind of go on your fact on, you know, against you on your Paranormal Activity thing, but this is Paranormal Activity bullshit right here. You don't see nothing. You don't see anything. What going on? And if it is, it's very dark.
Last one, I think you saw it, right? Paranormal Activity 4.
Marked ones.
No, the fourth one, the one that came out.
With the little girl. No, I haven't watched that one.
You didn't watch that one? Oh, okay. I thought you did see that one. That one is some straight up bullshit. That one was. Oh my god, that one. If you thought the second and third one got even stupider, with that one. Is literally the Blair Witch Project. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing happens except people staring at a fucking ghost screen for the goddamn. Oh my god. Oh, that one pissed me off so fucking much. That one made my worst self live. It was so fucking boring. I've never seen anything that boring until I rewatched this shit again because every time something creepy is supposed to happen in this movie, it's at nighttime and they just go, do you hear that? I mean, dude, I turned the volume up on my TV so I could be like, maybe I'm not hearing that. I had it at fucking 65.
Holy shit.
On my volume on my TV just so I could hear the fucking noise that they kept talking about. You hear that? And I was like, I don't hear a goddamn thing.
And they kept saying all that shit was deer. Shut up.
Man, what the fuck did you see? It's like, yeah. I ain't seen a fucking deer this whole time y'all been on
there. Yeah, there's no deer around these woods. And then they tried to make the house creepy with, like, the handprints. They tried to make the house creepy with the handprints and everything, because, you know, because this is all, this, the Blair Witch story is kind of like Freddy Krueger. Before he was Freddy Krueger. Taking the kids and stuff. And
You know why the house wasn't creepy to me though? It's because the little hands and all that shit. It's because there's no background on any of it. So when you see it, it's just like it's just some dried up some kids were finger painting.
Yeah. That's it.
And then when they talk about like, oh, there's some slime on me, and they never show you the slime, so he's just like, oh, why is this shit all over my equipment? It's just like they don't explore the slime part neither. Is this what is that? Someone drooled on his shit or something like that? So it's like nothing in here is explored enough to fucking get you creepy. It's just like, hey, it's nighttime and we hear something. That's the creepy element to it.
Yeah, I mean the movie relies way too much on cheap scares.
Oh, the very definition of cheap scares.
This is
very fucking definition.
I mean, I give them respect for making something shit for something so cheap and making quadrillion, you know, 2 million%, but, you know, making all that money. That's, you know, that's respect. But you made shit.
Yeah, that's good business on their part, whatever.
That's.
I mean, anybody. But nowadays, anybody can do that shit.
Yeah, I mean, are we gonna see this again? Fuck no, we are never gonna see this shit again. We are never gonna see.
The fuck, we never see shit like this.
No, we are never gonna
that's
see
a good
a movie.
Thing about, that's a good thing about supernatural shit, horror movies. Supernatural horror movies is it don't get rebooted or reimagined or nothing like that. So thank God. You know what they do? They just make another movie and call it a different name and shit and say
yeah.
It's based off the same shit.
But we're never gonna see. A movie costs $25,000 to make over almost $250 million. Never gonna happen ever again. People are too smart for that
yeah.
bullshit.
Someone sent me a screener for a horror movie. I have yet to watch it, and it's been 3 months now. Because as soon as I was about to watch it, I pressed play, and you know what? The first thing it said. The creators of Blair Witch Project backed this movie up. I said,
what movie was
this
it?
Movie.
Do you remember what movie?
I'm not going to say the name
of it. Okay. Well, you got to send me a message.
Yeah.
Just so if I know or not. I just. This movie, nothing happens. I mean, it's seriously. You hit the nail on the head. If you took a blind man to watch this. You done him a favor. He's actually can watch this fucking movie.
Yeah, you done him a favor by saying you did your community service day for the week, whatever. Because all you gotta do is say it. They're talking about some supernatural thing. They're talking. They get into the woods. A day passes. They found some sticks. There's some rocks set up. They're talking. They're walking. Then
yep.
It just happened. A lot of people are walking out of the theater very angry.
Yep. You do not. You do not need to watch what's going on in this.
No. I don't, you know, the thing is, too, for her to be filmmaking anything, I didn't find anything she was filming fascinating or interesting, either. It's like, the whole rock setup thing, it's like, I can see if it was giant boulders or something like that, whatever, but, like we said, six fucking rocks piled up on top of each other, man, that... Talk about coincidence. I mean, you really stretching with that shit right there. The whole little six rock. I mean, you're in the fucking wood. You're in the middle
mm-hmm.
of nowhere. I'm assuming there's going to be some rock set up somewhere. And to have this little area of rock set up and shit, and now everywhere we go, we just see rock set up there. I'm just like, that's not interesting at all. So I don't even know why we filmed this. That's not fascinating whatsoever. I mean, did you give a shit about that, Z?
No. It's because you're thinking... The whole beginning of the movie, you're thinking you're going to see something. You think you're going to see the Blair Witch.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not even a shadow. Not even a fucking shadow, though.
And if the Blair Witch is a spirit, I don't see a spirit knocking over a full-grown man like Michael.
No. Knocking over a full-grown man or a woman or touching rocks, setting it up and shit like that. Like, the thing that makes this a joke, too, is that say you go to sleep. And you wake up and you see six rocks circled around each other and piled up on top of each other. That could easily be mistaken for, like, your mind just fucking with you. Somebody is out here fucking with us or whatever. It's a person. Because you know why? Because if this be interesting, it'd be something that's unbelievable that a human can't do. Putting six rocks on top of fucking each other, that's something anybody can fucking do. A fucking
mm-hmm.
deer could come along and, like you said, shit together or whatever. Shit, he'd be fucking trying to build a fire. One of us could. Easily, because if we had a friend easily that said, like you said, took 20 minutes for him to announce that he kicked the map into the right, any one of you motherfuckers could have did this shit and just fucking with us.
Yeah. Yeah, and then all
it take him so long to say, oh, I kicked the map into the fuck. Like, why are you now just telling us this shit?
And then the whole thing with Josh's teeth.
That went nowhere.
It was never said it was Josh's teeth.
No. Didn't even look like human teeth, though. That was the thing.
That, like
they were so sharp and pointy. I was like, did they sharpen Josh's teeth after that?
He probably just said, you know what? I'm done with this fucking movie. Kill me. You know?
What? I got another project coming up? Yeah, fuck it. Kill me.
I'm going to work with Cuba Gooding Jr.? Yes. Please get me out of the set.
Literally fucking vanished after that scene. And like, the way he disappeared too was so anticlimactic. It was just like, he literally just got up and left. It really did look like he just got done with the fucking movie. Because it like, there was no trail, no sign. He walked away. I mean, you just hear him scream. See, you hear something just screaming in the background. It's like, I don't get this. Whatever. I really don't get this.
You don't get anything from the movie.
The movie didn't throw you a bone at all in this movie in here.
Yeah, it did, and then it went up your ass.
No, it went up your ass so far up your ass.
It's like you're getting raped without lube.
Damn, I've had that before. It's not good.
I mean, there is nothing interesting about this movie. The only interesting thing, what I've said many times, is the marketing for the movie. And this movie's won fucking awards.
What?
It's won awards.
Get the fuck out of here. You gotta be fucking.
Oh, it won a Razzie.
Oh, thank God. Oh. That's the best award ever.
And it won.
Best award you could ever win.
It also won Stinker's Bad Movie Awards for Biggest Disappointment.
I'm shocked it was up for a Razzie, seeing how people fucking creamed it over to it.
I got Best Picture, and she won for Best Act. She won for Worst Actress. Well, her dialogue was the same thing over. She repeated the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it really was. It was the same thing. And people, I'm gonna tell you this right now. That whole if you get lost, go south shit. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. First of all, how the fuck would they even know what south is? They never once looked at anything.
They had a compass.
That they never even fucking looked at.
But I was in Boy Scouts. They said, if you're ever lost, look for the North Star and just head that way. That was never brought up once in this movie.
Okay. All those fucking packs of shit ran out of food.
I would watch this one more time, just for the director commentary, to find out what the fuck was going on. That's the only reason probably I watch this again.
Oh, did you watch director commentary?
No, I will. I know there is on there, so I'll probably watch it just for that.
Oh my God, I would love the fucking director's commentary. So I could just call it a bullshit on each fucking statement that he fucking made, because this fucking movie was goddamn garbage. It was fucking ridiculous. I never felt like my time was more wasted than watching this shit. I really fucking did. Like, that middle half was so fucking annoying. And then, and even... We don't know where we're going. You guys didn't leave a fucking trail?
And let me guess even how many times you checked how much longer the movie was. Probably about like 15 times.
Oh my God, I checked at least towards the ending, even when, because towards the end of the movie, the screen kept going black. It went black like 3 times. And I kept checking. I was like, is this almost over? Because I was like, we got to get to this house part or whatever. I'm so done with the movie. Like, I don't know, 25 minutes into the movie, I was already done with it. First of all, the shaky cam was bothering me like a motherfucker. I thought this was the most annoying. You know what? This is probably the most annoying film we ever watched as far as being filmed.
Yeah.
I could not keep up with what was going on. I mean, the camera shots were fucking terrible. They were pointing at the ground to the fucking... You know one thing about found footage, too? It's always an argument in the found footage films that they always say, turn the camera off, right?
Yeah.
Why every time that the person that's filming with the camera that they yell at, turn the camera off, you see the next scene that person that yelled at him to turn the camera off, he'll be holding the camera with it on. It's just like, dude, you were just annoyed with that fucking camera just a minute ago, so why are you fucking holding it?
Which, I don't know if you noticed, when they found out that Mike kicked the map in the creek,
yeah.
Heather, it looked like Josh was holding the camera, and Heather starts, you know, fighting with him, and then all of a sudden... Heather takes the camera, and now Josh is fighting with him.
That's how you know this is bullshit. They try to set the shit up like it's real, whatever, and it's like, these are real people, and it was a real documentary. It's like, no, because some of the camera angles don't make any damn sense. Somebody else was here filming this shit.
Yeah. That's...
Fucking bastard. You lying son of a bitch. It's trying to sell this bullshit to us.
Yeah, make it sound like it was real and all that bullshit.
Oh, you clever motherfuckers, though. Clever motherfuckers. I mean, they still do that today with these movies. They still do that with Paranormal Activity movies.
Don't tell me they said Marked Ones was real. It was real shit.
They have people sit in these theaters now with these marketing trailers or whatever.
Oh, those are stupid. Those are stupid.
Those are fucking stupid as fuck. They'd be sitting there screaming and jumping and shit, and then when you go see the movie, you're just like, what the fuck was those people screaming and jumping for? I did not jump one time in this fucking movie. I hope they got paid for that.
Oh, so yeah, especially I would say Paranormal Activity 2, and then obviously Marked Ones that they did. I remember they did that shit, and I'm like...
They did it for Insidious 2, too.
Oh, fuck you. Insidious 1 sucked. I haven't watched it, but Insidious 1 sucked so bad.
Sucks so fucking bad. The second one, dude, is just a joke. They literally steal shit from The Shining in that movie.
Oh, God.
They copy a whole scene from The Shining in that movie, actually.
Nice.
Wait, we're both. Yeah, and it's so delivered badly too. He's just like, wow, I can't believe y'all even went there and took this shit serious.
This was a lazy movie. I'm being generous saying that.
Oh, it's so fucking lazy.
It's
a fuck you.
This is. I want to say they had a nice concept. It's the same thing with The Purge. They had a nice concept, but they fucked overall.
The thing about the concept is, for me, it ain't nice because I don't know this shit don't exist. So, you setting up these interviews by interviewing these people like, oh, we're going to go check out this Blair Witch thing, this spiritual. When you got a bunch of old-ass rednecks, that tell you, oh, that shit's real. We religious. Yep, we know. If there's God, there's a devil somewhere or something like that. Me setting up shit like that, I'm already like, yeah, this shit ain't, this ain't interesting at all. What are you going to see to make me believe? You're going to have to really see some ghost shit to make me believe in this shit, because I'm sorry. I thought the concept of this was stupid.
And they're
let's go to the woods to fuck with some entity being where some people before us went to there. They never came back, and only one has made it back, and she's speaking some crazy shit right now. So why don't we go to the woods, even though I have no woods experience or whatever, and there's no trail or anything like that. Let's just go anyway, and then let's just go fuck with some spiritual being. Whether there's a spiritual being or not, why would you want to go fuck with that thing?
You just summed up the entire plot of the movie.
I never fucking understand that in these fucking movies. It's like they want you to buy in this belief, and I'm talking about any of these supernatural films. They want you to buy in these beliefs so fucking hard, but they make these characters so unbelievable in what they do. Because I don't know about you, but I don't know not one fucking human being. And I'm talking to any of my friends or family. I do not know one fucking human being that if they heard some shit like this, they would be like, "Well, let's go investigate it then." That's not the way humans think.
No.
Let's go investigate this. Whatever. No. We don't fucking investigate shit. Whether it's real or not, why are you fucking with it? This is the battleship effect. It's like, there's aliens invading our country. Why? Because you sent the fucking satellite out there trying to call for them. That's why. You started some, now you gonna get some.
This, you lose all common sense watching this.
Yeah, you really do. Your common sense gets thrown out the window.
And where was the footage? Was obviously found in the house.
So somebody else found this. That was another thing I was going to get on too. I was like, clearly it wasn't that hard to get lost or found in these woods because somebody found the footage, obviously, and they found it in this house, and they purposely made it back safely.
Mm-hmm.
So that just goes to show you that these kids were even stupider. Or, you know what, did the witch drop this off at the United States Post Office?
This is what I do, bitch.
Yeah, did she want to make $200 million? Is that what it was? She said, I'm tired of living in these woods, I need to make my paper too.
That's funny.
Then 10 years later, she dropped Destiny's Child and became Beyonce solo act.
This movie's shit. This movie's zero stars. It really is.
I like how you laughing. I like how you're just laughing. You're just like, I know this shit's a joke.
It is a joke. This movie's an independent movie. This one kills independent movies. Not Marvel movies.
Definitely.
This movie, because it's...
Definitely.
Because it has cheap scare tactics that's supposed to make you feel... put you in the... into the camera people's minds or their lives, watching this rocks and twigs made up and mysterious noises. that you
Listen,
can't
dude,
even
I know
hear in the
you fucking
movie.
heard.
It's this is an insult to independent film. Watching this, I'm like, God damn it. I could fucking
It's
do
like,
this.
okay, I know people's memories aren't the best, but you'd be shocked by how the human brain can retrace things when they see stuff. It's like, if you went this way to get to this point, why not go back that way? Why would you keep going straight and then make a turn or something like that, thinking you're going to get out? Like, if me and you got lost in the woods, I'd be like, we stopped right here. We came that way. Let's turn around and go back that way then.
And you don't... And you're going off a fucking 1940s map.
Yeah.
It's...
Why would that witch shit be on the fucking map in the first fucking place? Where the fuck did they get this witch? From Spencer's?
Where did they get the map?
Yeah, where did they get the map? From Spencer's? They get it from fucking Big Lots? Where did they get this shit from?
Did they get it from Mary Brown who they talked to earlier?
Oh, they got it from that bitch. Oh, shit.
That's why I don't know. I don't know where they got this map. They just mysteriously had a map of this whole woods. There's woods around me. They don't have maps. Yeah.
This witch is no joke. She's high class, man. She's like, hey, look, I want to be listed in the phone book. Find me there. You're going to find my movie when I sit to the post office. I'm going to make a map and sell it out at the gas station so you can pick that up real quick and shit like that. I'm a high class witch. I need to make her boo-boo, okay? Shit.
And do you think after they saw this, after the found footage was recovered and they watched it, and they were like, I'm glad we didn't save those fuckers. They're dumb.
The witch is like, no, I wasn't even that bad. I was just trying to play with these kids. Shit. I was trying to tell them to come to this house all along and shit. Because, you know, it's cold out there at nighttime. Shit. I got a question for you. What about the first time that they heard the noise and they started shaking their tent?
Yeah.
Shit was cheesy as fuck, dude. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, how they ran like a motherfucker. I was like, y'all should have been running through these woods even when it's morning or whatever to get back to the highway. Y'all should have just been running.
That's why this movie is an insult to your intelligence.
Who shakes a tent if you're trying to kill someone?
Jason.
Jason would have just fucking stuck a machete through the fucking tent and whatever and just kept on going. I've seen that done before. He just stabs you.
He doesn't fuck around with you.
No, shake the fucking tent and be like, that was like some Booger Wolf goof or something like
that.
No.
And do you honestly believe if this Blair Witch was dangerous as they said, do you think they'll be fucking with them? Or they'll just go out straight kill them?
Another thing about these supernatural films, they always do that shit. The first 40 minutes, the ghost is like slamming doors or it'll see a shadow or it'll make a noise at night or something like that. And then the last 10 minutes, shit gets real and the ghost is pissed off now. He's like, I gotta kill somebody or try to kill somebody. That's how all of them start off and then that's how all of them end. And then it always ends like this too. You don't see a damn thing happening and shit. The camera falls down to the ground and you just see either feet walking away or you see nothing at all. And here, you didn't see a goddamn thing at all. At least when the ending came, I thought you were going to see like a shadow pass by the camera or something. Like, you didn't even see that. I was just like, wow, what a fuck you to this movie.
Mm-hmm. And then that's probably your ranking, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a high fuck it. It's a mighty high old fuck it. It's a mighty high double old fuck it.
Without a doubt, probably one of the worst movies you've ever seen, right?
Oh, yeah. At least in the other bad movies, there's at least something going on. This movie, it literally was a waste of my fucking time.
That's, you know, that's why watching it, you know, I really liked it the first time. The first time I watched it in the theater. And then, you know, 20 some odd years later, you're like, God damn, this is a piece of shit. That's remarkable.
Goes from a 5-star to a 0 film. I remember I saw it when at home when it came out when the VHS and shit like that, whatever. And I fell asleep when I was bored. I didn't like it then, but I didn't hate it as much as I did now because I was like whatever, it's boring. But now yeah, we watching. I was like, I hate this fucking movie. This movie is an insult to cinema. It straight up is a fuck it for me.
Insult to cinema is perfect. Perfect. They call it what it is.
Jesus Christ. What would you give it, Z?
Zero.
Damn.
There's nothing. No, marketing's not part of the movie, so there's nothing good about this movie.
No.
If marketing, if I include marketing.
Like how the trees, did you like how the trees were next to each other and stuff? You didn't like that?
Oh, that, you know, that was, you know, that was good set design. Like, let's plant a tree here.
You didn't like the creek, the water creeks or nothing like that? That was,
you know, what's fucked up? I just thought of this. She even, what? The bitch even said she scouted the fucking woods.
She fuck this bitch.
She said that too. She said these woods were scouted.
She did say that. I do remember that now.
So she knew where everything was, and then she got lost.
And yeah, she... Okay, fuck her. Fuck this movie, man. Fuck it down the Holy Grail it came through.
This is just... Oh my god. I just do not understand how a movie can go from... If it... You know, I wouldn't even give it a four-star, five-star movie back then. I'd probably give it like maybe 2.5. But... You know, include marketing. If I had to include marketing, it's to get like maybe a 2 stars.
Yeah.
Because the marketing was fucking fantastic for this. I remember the marketing for this movie, and it was probably the best marketing I've ever seen for any movie.
Marketing, what it's supposed to do is to get people to go out to see or buy the product.
Yeah.
And
what did.
And the marketing succeeded on so many levels because everybody believed and bought the product. At that time.
Yeah, because they were making it as this was real events. And this, you know who, this is a Lionsgate movie, too.
Yeah. I didn't even know Lionsgate was around at that time, to be honest.
Because I remember that. I remember, like, Lionsgate? I don't remember that shit. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Lionsgate. Like, this is going
to
suck.
Did they buy the rights to it or something? Or?
I think they did. But, so, like, Lionsgate loves shit, so.
They must have just bought the studio that owned it at the time it came out.
Artisan.
Or that studio just became Lionsgate or something.
Oh, it's succeeded by Lionsgate. Because Lionsgate, they make the biggest shit you ever see in your life.
Yeah, Warner Brothers and Sony is joining them in that, too.
This movie's just so bad. And then the sequel got pretty much fast-tracked, and the sequel had nothing to do with the first one.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the sequel was the one that got hated, but I'm just like, they're the same fucking movie, pretty much.
The sequel, I want to say it got on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's a big difference. That's a massive difference from the first one to the sequel. You don't see that. You don't see that nowadays. You don't see that big of a drop-off.
That's a fucking huge difference. And to me, it's the same fucking movie, man. It is the same shit.
Oh, it's not. Oh, the second one's so bad.
Second is so fucking bad, but I feel the same I do as the first fucking one. Shit. They both are in the same realm. It's like, if you watch both back-to-back, you wouldn't have no doubt that'd be like, oh, this one was clearly worse. They're like, it's worse. They're both worse on the same level.
Oh, my God. The second one's, oh, my God, that's terrible.
Had to be high that day.
He must have not watched this right movie.
Cisco probably should
have. Yeah,
Cisco should have looked at him and was like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, was Cisco alive back then?
Yeah, he should have been. I hope so.
He probably gave this movie a fuck it.
He needed the money. I understand, but fuck. And you, fuck me, man.
You just watched a found footage movie last week.
Oh, that's fucking right, I did. That's right. Oh, my God. And that shaky cam shit was getting on my nerves, that shit. It's amazing. Fuck, it's amazing. Almost damn near 15 years later, and they're still doing that shit.
I don't know. I don't.
I understand why it's getting done, too. It's because it's fucking cheap to make, and you can make a profit off of it, even if it hits the box office or not. You can make money back, whatever. But Jesus Christ, man, they took this genre and made a joke out of it. It's just, This is not a genre that's supposed to do have an effect on you. It's just a genre that's just to bring a profit back.
Yeah. I mean, the POV movie, I'm doing it. It's just a fun movie. That's all it's going to be, is a fun movie. So that's the only reason why we're doing it. It's just because of the fun movie. And it's probably going to be shaky.
I think POV works in other genres, such as, which I saw with Chronicle or In the Watch. I've seen it done in an action movie, and I guess you can call it Chronicle action drama or something. Like
that. Sci-fi-ish.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
Super 8. Super 8, too.
But fuck Super 8. Super 8 is a fucking ripoff of fucking Spielberg.
Like, well, was Super 8, was Super 8 a found footage movie? I don't remember.
Somewhat.
I don't remember if it was or not.
Not really, but somewhat. Yeah, but fuck, man. Found footage don't work with horror.
No, and they're... Are
they don't work with fucking supernatural shit.
You can't
make something sound so believable that we're stupid and then put that shit on a camera like that and then say, ooh, isn't this shit, without making it look cheesy.
Are they still doing the Friday the 13th found footage?
Yeah, that got green-lighted the other, like, a couple of weeks ago, actually.
That one's just not going to work. Because that means you have to have the camera on Jason killing somebody.
That's going to be some ridiculous shit. I can't wait.
But this is our second found footage of Cloverfield. I think it's our second found footage movie. Mm-hmm. And Cloverfield, at least you got to see shit.
You got to see a lot of shit in Cloverfield, actually.
It's just bad. It's just really bad.
So our bitch's head blow up. After getting bitten by one of... I still remember that scene where the Cloverfield monster was shaking them little creatures off and shit. I'm like, holy shit, man, this Cloverfield monster is a... He's a fucking dick, dude. I mean, he's already destroying buildings and knocking them over and shit, but he can shake off little debris of little creatures and stuff and fucking attack you, too? Man, that's a monster you want to see go against, like, Godzilla or something. That's some shit you want to see.
Oh, don't worry. We'll probably see it.
Actually, you're probably right. We already saw it because they sure did copy that Cloverfield monster in that Godzilla movie, so never mind.
But I'm kind of with you. I don't think POV works in horror much, but you see it more in horror than anything.
Yeah, because it's the cheapest way to get a horror thing back, and you know, really people ain't going too much to see horror movies, so it's easier to make a profit back off it as well.
I mean, POV works in porn, too, but...
Well, yeah, it works in porn. That definitely's going to bring a profit back, but... I don't think it works for horror. It's because most of the shit in horror we know is bullshit. We know it ain't no mask guy running around that's invincible, stabbing people, whatever, so it takes the fantasy of the movie out when you try to make it realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you out of the allure of the movie, of the gore and stuff like that, or anything like that. Especially when it's supernatural, too. It's like, oh, there's ghosts. It's like, you can't use special effects and shit like this without making it. And it's going to look cheesy if you use it in POV shot. And that's what happens with these Paranormal Activity movies, or even the Devil Inside and shit like that. When you see this shit and you're just like, yeah, that's kind of... Wow, that looked horrible on POV. You should just shoot it with a regular fucking camera. Don't nobody want to watch this POV shit.
Yeah, but I just don't understand the attraction to, like, the paranormal movies, why they're still making a big fucking profit, because Mark ones I still think made a huge profit. So I just don't understand the attraction.
We got one more coming out this October.
Yeah, Paranormal 5. Or 6, or I don't know what the fuck one of those.
Yeah, I lost track of the fucking numbers, too. Yeah, I'm with you on that, too. I don't get what Paranormal Activity did that others didn't do. It's like the Twilight effect, really. It's like, why did Twilight make so much money and all these other young adult books are, like, not doing too great?
Oh, that's Twilight. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Why is Paranormal succeeding but other found footage movies aren't?
Yeah.
And they're, like, doing the exact same thing.
Because every other found footage movie after Paranormal has just... It made its money back, obviously, because it was like $2 million a make or whatever shit, but it never, like, did gangbusters making $100 million or anything like that shit. So you're like, why is Paranormal Activity the one that's doing it? Is it because it has a brand attached to it or something?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah, so it's the same with Twilight. It's like, why did Twilight make this, but Beautiful Creatures, Mortal Instruments, or a Vampire, or any of those other young adults, now why are they the ones that are failing and Twilight's the one that's succeeding? I don't get that at all, neither.
That's a damn good question. That's a damn good question.
Well, we somebody answer that for us.
That's a damn good question. Why Twilight was the one that, well, would you throw in Harry Potter too or no?
I don't know what Harry Potter was a young adult, that's the thing.
It grew up into a young adult. If you go by the movie, it turned
Okay,
into a
just by
young
the
adult.
books, because, adults was reading that book, so.
So it really makes no sense, 'cause Mortal Instruments is like a million times better than Twilight, in my opinion.
I've seen so many now, I don't even remember the names of them, but I can tell you each one I saw was probably at least 10% better than any of the Twilight
Well,
films.
except Host. Host was just shit.
Oh God, I forgot about that. Yeah, the host was
But
shit.
I
But
know
the thing
you.
is, you could throw in the host too as another example. It's just like the same creator that made Twilight, those books or whatever, did the host, and nobody went out to go see it. So it's like nobody saw those movies because of Stephenie Meyer. So it really was just Twilight. So why did the host fail and Twilight succeed?
It's true, yeah. I mean, I know you love Beautiful Creatures. You really like that movie.
I really did walk out liking that movie more than I thought I would. I was like, I'm probably not gonna like this. Then they actually gave me a reason to. It wasn't so much of the supernatural shit. It was more of like, I like these characters because they actually gave them a reason why they should be together. Because he lives in some hick ass town that where he likes to read books and stuff like that, and they look down on him. And he finally met a girl that likes to do the same thing he does. I'm just like, that makes sense to me. I mean, all the other girls that wasn't into that shit, and he finally met a girl that was. So I think they should be together. That just makes sense to me.
And the last one that came out was If I Stayed, and before that was Divergent, that did make a lot of money.
I was gonna say the last one that came out was if I not if I if I stayed did and
And
what was
that's
that
still
other
doing
fucking
pretty,
one?
that's doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's doing pretty nice. What was that one? Which it was with Shailene Woodley again.
Divergent.
Fault in Our Star.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. That one made a lot of fucking money. So
Probably because Shailene Woodley.
it yeah, right. It really makes no
Divergent.
sense.
I think Divergent and Fault in Our Stars made money is because of Shailene Woodley.
But nobody knows
People
her.
like her.
Nobody knows her.
Everybody notices her. Shit, everybody's been talking about her. Ever since she did that movie with George Clooney, they've been talking about her and shit.
But okay, but Twilight had nobody. Nobody knew
Yeah,
anyone from
Twilight had.
Twilight.
Twilight just had a bunch of men taking their shirts off and shit like that. So that was like women's porn, I guess.
But that's a good question. I mean, POV, it's I think the only successful POV has been paranormal. In a franchise series, not counting Blair Witch, but name another successful
And
POV movie.
they all have been successful. It's just Paranormal Activity is the one that's done the over the $100 million shit, if you will.
And the only good one has been fucking Chronicle.
Because what was the last one that came out last week was that made its money back, and it barely hit the top five, and it made its money back because it only cost $4 million.
That only cost $4 million.
Yeah, it only cost $4 million.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was cheap as fuck. I was like, no wonder I didn't get to see anything in that fucking movie. That 4 million must have went to the fucking the filming location.
But Chronicle was the only one that was actually fucking good.
Chronicle, Cloverfield,
Well, I guess Wreck, but I've never seen Wreck, but I heard it's really good.
you never saw Red?
No, I seen Quarantine. I liked Quarantine.
I think you'd like Wreck then.
But,
You'd like
like,
a lot, actually.
really, it's pretty much the same movie, right?
I think Wreck is a little better, but I like Quarantine too.
Yeah, I really did like Quarantine.
So Wreck is about, I would say, at least about 20 times better.
But then they released one. I know, I think Lehu is the one that loved the VHS.
Oh,
VHS was just terrible.
that was some shit.
That was
He tried
boring
to
as this
hate fucking
fucking.
movie. He tried to send me the trailer for that second one too, where they all was just standing there and they shot themselves and shit like that. I was looking at it, I was like, this looks stupid as fuck, dude.
No, I will not wa after watching the first VHS, I will not watch the fucking second one, 'cause that was
I watched
so
the second
bad.
one. It's stupid. It is literally ridiculous. I mean, he tries to give these POV movies little point of views and shit talking about how clever this scene could be or something. I'm just like, this was shit, dude. I don't know what the fuck you talking about, but yeah, man, you growing up in that era, apparently a POV time, whatever, but this is shit. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the, I think that's where we're in. I think we're in the superhero found footage era.
Well, we're not in that era yet because nobody's made those movies except for Chronicle. So.
Well, you know what? The superhero slash and found footage movies. Not together, but...
Oh, thank God. Well, I don't know. Cause we've seen found footage movies work outside of the supernatural films.
Mm-hmm.
Which was Cloverfield, End of Watch, and Chronicle.
Yeah.
And we've seen them work in those three different genres or whatever, where we still hate that camera effect, but it worked in those films because, I don't know, they gave us characters to care about. They gave us interesting concepts. They gave, I mean, there's nothing interesting enough in the horror genre that hasn't been done to go over. I mean, a closing, you can only close a goddamn door for so many fucking times.
Yeah.
To the point where you just go like, that's not scary right there. You need to, and talk about, like, because a lot of people talk about how psychologically it'll affect you in Blair Witch Project. I'm like, I tried to catch on that psychological effect. I was like, there's nothing psychological about this movie at all.
Yeah. It's, you're 100% right.
I can't go with the character if they chose to go to the woods.
Yeah.
I can see if they was put there, if they were put there by different circumstances, then maybe I could feel something for them. But I can't feel something for someone that chose to take their ass out there knowing what was out there.
Yeah, especially, like, if they were just camping and just chilling, you know, there, that, you know, that might have been a little better. But they went out willingly. So, yeah, I mean...
Motivation is weak.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chronicle... Well, okay, throw in Chronicle and Super 8, or not Super 8, Cloverfield. That shit happened when they were doing stuff. They didn't go out looking for the fucking monsters. Yeah. Or, I don't know, Chronicle is just, they were just filming for fun. So.
Stupid drunk teens went out, went to a hole, found some alien Krypton thing, gave them superpowers.
Which I still want to know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, well, they were talking about that. I think that sequel got greenlight, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, because they were going to talk about that in Chile. I'm just like,
with how much success the first one have, they better. If Paranormal get greenlit, that shit deserves greenlit.
I don't even know if I want to see a sequel of that. I'm like, leave it alone.
No, I would. I'd want to.
I don't want to see it because then it's going to become a Paranormal Activity thing. It's just like, okay, this shit's lost its steam now. It takes away what makes it a gem.
Mm. But Blair Witch.
Somebody didn't lie. He said the kids were annoying.
In Chronicle?
Yeah, I was like, they were annoying. How?
They were. The only one I didn't like was the one that survived.
Oh, the one that sucked at his powers.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I liked DeHaan. He was pretty cool. And obviously,
DeHaan was probably one of the best written characters for any of these.
Yeah, films, and Jordan exactly for. And Michael B. Jordan, for the time he was on, he was the cool kid.
Mm-hmm. But he was a likable cool kid.
Yeah, he was like the popular one too. And you're supposed to hate them, and you're supposed to hate them in movies.
Yeah, exactly. You never get that in movies where you actually like the popular, like, because he was trying to help the nerdy kid out. He was trying to help him out. He was trying to be his friend. So you like this guy. He's really stand up. And Dane DeHaan's character, You understand completely where he's coming from. I mean, the shit he had to go through. I mean, you understand. You could see that character turning into that from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand his motivation of doing it too, whatever. I mean, the shit he went through. I mean, even when he was in the hospital, his dad was shaking him. You need to apologize. I'm just like, God damn, dude, give him some slack, dude.
Yeah.
Well, let's get in some questions now, man. Let's talk about some questions. Melinda, she said, it will make my Tuesday if you sing. Please sing. It's Thriller, P1. I want to hear you scream that, LOL. See? Screaming first.
Thriller!
It's Thriller! Thriller lights, you gon'. Oh, okay. You just said it's Thriller, okay.
Well, I'm in an apartment. I'm not going to start singing.
I'm on an island, so I'll start singing.
You can go out, you can go out on the fucking street and start singing, and people probably give you money.
They'll probably be like, oh, famous black man. Oh. Wait, why don't I give him African accents? Okay. Famous black man. Right,
they probably
there.
Think you're Kanye
I
West.
I think that's 50 Cent right there.
They probably think you're Kanye.
Can you sign my bulletproof vest, senor?
Can you sign my tomato? I just picked it.
Yeah. Sign my coconut.
Don't push down too hard. I don't want to dent it.
Yeah. Sign the coconut. They eat that motherfucker. Hey, I just signed that motherfucker. It's worth something. It's not 50. It's this 50. are you one of the G-Unit members?
One of the G-Unit members? What's...
No, I'm Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch. That's my Funky Bunch right there. That's who I am.
Are you Floyd Mayweather? Can you read?
Hey, man, 50 Cent should have been a comedian. Man, those videos are funny as fuck to me. I'll be laughing my ass off at those.
Until Mayweather punches him in the face.
I am so curious now. Can Mayweather read or not? I'm like, man, I didn't know this about you. Make all that money when you can show a check for $77 million, you should speak 5 languages.
Mm-hmm. And read in 5 languages.
If I made $77 million off one fight or whatever, I can tell you this right now. I would. You should have so much time on your hands that you should be like just hiring people to be like, teach me this language. That's how much money you make, is that you can just do shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I tell you what, I become a shit. You can take away my ability to read if you hand me a check for $77 million. I'd be like, what?
I just pay someone to have read shit to me.
Fuck you. Thank you, Zeke. Yeah, exactly. I would even make a joke by it, like, I can't read this menu. Read it for me. Here's $20 or something. Like, here's $100.
No, yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that explode some more. That shit is hilarious to me. But
have you seen the memes?
Oh, man, of course I've seen me do it. I'm telling you, I'm following this like a hawk, dude. I think this shit is funny as hell to me.
I think it is. Instead of the Michael Jackson popcorn memes, it's Floyd Mather, I'm just here so someone can read me the comments.
I'm telling you, man, 50 Cent should never came a rapper. He should just became a YouTube video maker to talk about people. That shit's funny.
Yeah, his rap career is done.
Yeah. Fuck the bucket eye. Here's the challenge, nigga. If you could read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, that shit was hilarious. Fuck the Harry Potter, John. We know them words. We know you can't pronounce them words in a Harry Potter. Matter of fact, he made me want to go buy the first Harry Potter book to read the first page. Like, damn, these words that hard? I want to take the Harry Potter challenge now.
Oh, 50 Cent is really funny.
Yeah, he's really fucking funny on these video skits and shit like that. I'm like, maybe he should have did video skits. Maybe he should have been like a Tosh.0. Maybe he would have been funny at that. I don't know.
All about Floyd Mayweather for a half hour?
Hey, you know what, 50? You got the money. Get on Comedy Central, man. You can get on Comedy Central. Talk, give them some money. Say you want a show. You mm-hmm. want a season of a show where you do what Tosh.0 do. You just make fun of people and you do video.
Yeah.
Mayweather.
I would watch that.
Dude, Mayweather. Man, my thing is, though, if you can't read, why would you do promotions where you have to read? I don't get that. Like, wouldn't you be trying to avoid shit like that?
And Mayweather's his only fucking comeback is something about fuck with money.
That's like his only comeback is getting a ring with me. But it's like, Mayweather, you can't knock nobody out, man. You're a defense fighter. You're not a offensive fighter.
He's like George St. Pierre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's like, dude, first of all, the thing is about Mayweather, I respect Mayweather as a businessman. I think he took boxing and made it into a fucking global profit for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much, I mean, if you can make that much money off one fight, what he'd be doing, I think he's a great businessman at that. But the thing is, he talks a lot of shit. He talks almost too much shit, to be honest. Some shit that I don't even believe he should be talking about. So, his thing is, he talks so much shit, he should be able to back it up with a joke or something like that. Instead of, because he takes everything too serious or whatever. I think he should be able to take this at a comedic light because a lot of people don't like him, and there's a lot of black people that don't like him too. That's in the entertainment business, and he talks so much shit about them that I think that he should. The whole the 50 Cent, the T.I. thing, whatever. Shit. I hate T.I. I can't stand him.
That's the first time I've heard that name in a long time. I haven't heard T.I.'s name in a long time.
For sticking up for his woman when Mayweather called her a bitch or something like that, whatever. So I respect him for punching Mayweather or whatever he did to him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mayweather talks way too much shit, and he should expect people is not gonna like him.
Yeah, and plus he fucking throws around his money like it's nothing, you know.
My God, man, do you watch those HBO specials he be having before his fight?
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be like, man, this dude. Like, when you see the other person he's fighting, they're usually some foreign motherfucker. They be training for every 6 months they have. They're just training nonstop, whatever shit. Then they go spend time with the family and just training. Mayweather is, you know, I like to buy cars before I get into a fight, whatever. He's like 3 months of his is training, and then the other 3 months is him, like, partying and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if half these fights are thrown.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I would throw a fight. You throw the right price to me.
Yeah. And it's going to be about $20 million. Well, no, $20 million, yeah.
Yeah, you come up to me and say, look here. You can win this fight and go through the struggle and shit like that, whatever, and make a good $10 million, something like that. I can double that and pay you right now if you throw the fight. Make it a good one, though, and throw it.
I would do. I would take a fucking knockout from Mayweather.
Thank you. I would take a fucking dive, too. Would you not?
Yeah, I would. I don't see why anyone wouldn't.
You always hear these people go like, then your heart is not in the right place. It's like, no, everybody that gets into a profession is doing it mainly. Their first reason why is the money. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
It's the money. Let's not beat around that bush, whatever and shit. And if you have a chance to double that in a fight by doing this, why the fuck not?
Exactly.
Because a lot of people that do that stuff, they mainly do it for their families. I'm going out here to make this money for my family or whatever shit. And most of them are foreign people. Most people that fight in boxing are foreign people, whatever. They do it because they live in these, and I hate to say it, but some of them are shitty countries and shit like that, and they want to bring money back to their family. They want to provide for their family and shit. If someone came up to you and offered you double that, what you make if you just took a dive?
Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to your head? I can support my family if I do that. So,
exactly.
I would take a fucking dive in a heartbeat. Be the most convincing dive you've ever seen, dude. I would sell that dive. I'd be like, yeah, he knocked me out pretty good. Oh, man. Hate to get back in the ring with him. Oh, shit. Hey, Mayweather, you gonna pay me another $10 million? Can't hang around. Where we at? Oh, got a little sidetracked there. But next question, Adriana. She says, you guys are right. Music today really isn't all there these days, and the videos are even worse. Can you recommend any song I would love to dance to, but have a cool video to go along with it as well?
Oh, that's tough.
Billie
Jean.
I'm sure she knows about Billie Jean, but okay.
Dancing music videos. What about Happy by Pharrell?
You dance to that, you get shot, remember? You tell her it's either her life or dancing, man. I don't know. We don't know where the chick is from. I got one for you. Look up this guy called Dumont. It's a song called I Got You. The video, man, is pretty much like it's a virtual reality. You see this guy. It opens up with this guy getting something in the mail. It's a little helmet, like a virtual reality helmet.
Mm-hmm.
He sticks the helmet on. And, like, he lives pretty much a fantasy life of, like, the greatest life ever. It's mainly meeting girls, hanging out at the beach, owning private islands and shit like that and stuff like that. One of the best videos. And the song is really good, too. I like it a lot, so.
That song, I haven't even heard it, so I'm not sure. I can't think of any, because I don't think, there's not many music videos that you really want to dance to.
It's like, would you be even watching the music video when you're dancing?
No, you can fucking twerk in Miley Cyrus's video.
You can twerk on a lot of videos these days now. Have you seen the new Nicki Minaj video?
No, we talked about this. No, I haven't, because I don't like her at all.
watched that video. I must have watched it 6 times over the week. That video is a boner-inducing video. I highly recommend it. Your boner will never be the same once you see that video. She has a Drake at the end of the video where she gives him a lap dance, and I'm just like, I had the same expression Drake did, hands rubbing my face, like, holy shit. My God, man. Actually, J-Lo has a new teaser out for one of her videos where she's, man, that woman's body, man, she's 45 years old. Her body is fucking amazing still.
She hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah, she only does, like TV hosting and shit like that. And stuff like
yeah,
that.
The last time I didn't think of it was American Idol.
Oh, I thought it was, like, So Do You Think You Can Dance or shit like that. It was one of them damn things or whatever, so. But, yeah, that new teaser for a bit. Man, her body is fucking great, man, for 45 years old. I'm just like, damn. I know I'm not going to look like that when I'm 45. but yeah, Duke Dumont, I got you. Check that out. That video is a good little dancing video. With, the video is really cool. It's pretty much living the life that we all want to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone.
I recommend you watch that, Lindsay.
All right, I'll definitely check it out. But I'm not. I'm white. I'm not a dancer.
Yeah, you gotta dance. You can just move to the left, move to the right, stop, think about it.
Oh, the nails got Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, you see how the Dougie?
Dougie, Macarena.
Lincoln, he says, B1, did you learn to dance from watching Michael Jackson, and could you make some videos on YouTube? I only asked to learn myself for my prom next year.
Did you?
Lincoln, you're a kid? Damn, you got an old man name.
Did you learn to dance from Jackson?
Actually, you would be right on. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. That is true, yes.
So you can moonwalk like him?
Yeah, I did moonwalk. Actually, I moonwalked the other day in the lobby. I moonwalked in the lobby the other day. Yeah, I moonwalked on the elevator the other day. Yeah, so, yeah. Yes. So, yes. I do, because it was just when we got done recording this, and when we just left, I was like, I'm moonwalking out. I started listening to a lot of Michael lately. So, yes. Most of it is Michael, yes. Actually, a lot of it is Michael. I mean, I think everyone that learned how to dance got a lot of their stuff from Michael. So, yeah. A lot of that. But then, as the years progress, you start to do something. It's like, oh, that looked cool. Let me try it again or whatever. And then, you know, you practice. So, yeah, influences are from Michael Jackson, yes. Could I make some videos on YouTube? Who the fuck would be filming that? Myself?
Your girlfriend?
I don't do selfies.
Your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's usually laughing at some of the stupid shit I do. Because sometimes I do, like, the, you know, I do the spin, grab my crowd and start screaming, ah!
It could be like a viral video.
Yeah, could be. I usually when I'm dancing around my woman, I'm usually doing some stupid shit where I'm just like we're laughing around something like that. So even when I go out dancing, the last time I really started dancing hard is when me and Cody went out to the Standard rooftop bar. I think it was back in January. Yeah, it was January, and there was this Latin dude there. He was really dancing, and I was just on the dance floor for like 4 hours, so I really got into it. So yeah, that was like the last time I really, really broke out in doing it. Surprised I didn't pass out, like Cody said, but, you know, when you got alcohol in your system, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah. Hey, congrats on being a senior, though, Lincoln.
Very cool.
Finally made it. Can't wait for you to get out of high school so you can start drinking with us. change your name. As far as prom, you need to get a date first for that.
If you want to do prom dances, just watch any 90s high school movie.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, you ain't going to do shit anyway at prom dance anyway. You know why? Because you don't want to mess your suit up.
Watch She's All That and do that prom dance at the end.
All you got to do is just put your hands around her. Even if it ain't a slow song, you just put your hands around her ass and just be happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Just fucking, groove.
Yeah, do the Groot dance. I am Groot. Do that.
There you go. That's a video. Do the Groot dance. That's a nice video.
Do the Groot. Do the Groot. Just put your hands up and wave them down and down. Like that inflatable foam thing you see at rental shops for cars and shit. Just floating up and down and shit like that. And just put like a little headphone in your ear that says "Hooked on a Feeling." That way, you're just following your own. You're following your own beat and shit.
Oh, that's a great fucking. That was a great song for that scene.
That was a great song. I love it. Man, the music in that movie, man, just it fits so well.
It's 80s mixtape. That's great.
I'm so fucking shocked at me because that was one of my. I was like the music in this movie. I was like, how's that going? How you gonna fit Jackson 5 and all this shit? I was just like, and they fit in there so well. I was just like, wow. It literally fit.
Now I kind of wonder if they're going to do that for other Marvel shit.
Yeah, probably just a James Gunn thing. Because, you know, James Gunn got a boner for that kind of stuff, so.
Hey, it worked. He did it beautifully because Guardians is seriously one of my favorite movies of the year.
I'm glad James Gunn got a big project like that because we've seen him do so many small little things and shit like that. I'm glad he finally got a big project and he succeeded in it financially and critically because now who knows what he'll be getting now, so.
Yeah. Much love the gun.
Yeah, very much love the gun. Who would have thought he would have understood that references, so many, I mean, he brought back so many old Marvel entries in that fucking movie. I was just like, wow, this dude is, why hasn't this guy ever gotten a chance before? Why?
Josh Whedon should bring Gunn in to help fucking with the Avengers movies.
Oh my God.
Imagine that shit.
Josh Whedon and James Gunn working together. Oh my God, dude, you're talking about a nerd dream right there, right now. Dude,
the people are the nerd people that are listening just had an orgasm. Like, what's that?
Hell yeah, it's fucking nerdgasm. There was an interview with James Gunn saying because they asked him, he was like, "Are you trying to outdo Joss Whedon in Avengers?" And he was just like, "Yeah, why not?" And I was like, "Oh, got some rivalry at Marvel going on now, huh? Joss Whedon versus so it's like Joss Whedon got to step his game up now for Avengers 2 because his Guardians came out.
You know what? That just helps us."
Just hell yeah, that's right. I'd like to see him go at it. Two of my favorite nerd directors go at it. Oh yeah, yeah, love to see it. Ian, he says, where would you rank Thriller on your all-time music video list?
I do love California Love.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I do love that video.
You know, I was talking with a listener. I think he wrote it in our comments on Facebook. He was saying how much he was with me on Smooth Criminal, how much he loved that video. And I was kind of up there too. I was like, you know what? Maybe I do like Smooth Criminal a little bit more just because I like that style. I love that stylistic. But Michael does that a couple of his videos, and I love that style. I think that's one of my favorite things of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. But videos now are dead.
Yeah.
I think we established that last week. California Love was a really cool video. Even Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, that was a good one too.
That was a good one.
That was just very simple.
Early 90s had a lot of good videos.
Eminem's videos are really good.
Oh, you even brought up one last week too, Remember the Time. I thought that was a really creative video.
That was really good. That was a high budget one too.
Yeah, that was a really high budget one. Because I watched it after we finished it, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of production in this video. I mean, Thriller was good. Don't get me wrong. That was great. But Remember the Time, man. I was like, Jesus.
Well, if you think about it, back in the day, you know, the music video are supposed to sell the songs, kind of like a trailer.
Yeah.
And Jackson was the 80s. That's when it blew up.
It was part of marketing, yeah.
And now,
videos were made to sell singles and shit.
Yeah, in the 90s, that's where the high production values came about. And see, then 2000, it just died. Up. But all time, God, that's a hard one.
I would probably put Thriller in my top 5, top 10.
Definitely top 5. Like, I even say the Take On Me song. That was a cool video.
Yeah. I don't have, like, a list of music videos, but I'm with you. I would probably put it in my top 5.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really hard because there's so many good ones. But the concept of Thriller, that was pretty badass.
Especially at that time, too, because, you know, George Romero was coming out with zombie stuff and get Vincent Price part of that. That was a really good part of his time that came out.
One, I don't know if you've seen it,
but it was, do you remember Prodigy?
Who was in it?
The video was pretty much, it was a POV video, and you're thinking it's a guy doing all this shit, and then you turn out that's a girl. I think it's called Smack My Bitch Up. I could be.
Okay, yeah, I do. Okay, yeah, I remember that
That
one, yeah.
video was so fucking cool because it told a story. That's probably one of my favorites, along with, like, Buddy Holly with Weezer and Sabotage.
Oh, love Buddy Holly with Weezer.
I mean, even Nirvana, Soundgarden, they've had good ones. 90s was where it was. 90s was where it's at with the videos, with high production values and how they made them creative and told a song.
Yeah, I don't have a list of music videos of mine because you just named a couple of even some I even forgot about. I was trying to think of artists. Like I said, I love one of my favorite bands is The Killers. I love their music videos and
Oh,
they.
they have some good ones. They have some that Eric Roberts one.
Oh yeah, it looked like they be putting some money into those fucking videos and shit. They also kind of got like a 70s style to them and some of the stuff. Like I think I was telling Z last week. I think it was on air. Yeah, their Brandon Flowers when he did his solo album. From the Killers when he did it, when I saw his concert in Vegas, whatever his show he stuck on, I was like, "Holy shit! This show is like that." Music video is called "Only the Young." That was made for like, that was made for like a Vegas show, and to see him do that live and bring that show to life like that, I was like, "Wow, this was definitely amazing." I love that music video, just as far as the looks of it. I'm just like, "Yeah, this was made to be put in Vegas."
I'm looking at a website right now, and so far I've seen 40 through 1, and Thriller has not been on there yet.
Wow, really?
But there's a lot. There's like NWA's on there.
When you think of Michael Jackson, the first thing that comes to your head is Thriller.
Do you?
Yeah, whenever someone brings up Michael Jackson, Thriller is the first thing that comes up, other than child molestation, but.
Or his weirdness.
Yeah, or being white or black, yeah. And every time I hear someone, when I say Michael Jackson, whatever, they always quote that, 'Cause this is
I don't
Thriller!
know. Beat It's on there.
Yeah. I like Beat It more than Thriller, as far as a song goes.
I should just ask Kayla, since she's a massive Jackson fan. And what if what the, when you hear Michael Jackson, what's the first thing you hear? What's the first thing you hear of or think of when it comes to him? But I'm on 70 now, and I haven't
Wow.
seen it on there. I mean, I know Billy King or Billie Jean was 100.
Wow, really? I thought Billie Jean was fucking amazing, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
I love the concept of that song. Just the child ain't mine. So I'm just like, damn. I love that song in that video. But yeah, I definitely Beat It was definitely my shit. I love Beat It. Beat It was my that was my favorite video growing up too, whatever and shit. I love the style of it. I love everything about it.
Jackson, I want to say he started it, the music videos, because he knew that his videos were movies.
He's even said it a couple of times.
Yeah, and it's not even on this list.
That list is bullshit, man.
It's not. Thriller. Maybe they don't consider music video. Maybe they consider it a short. Like, I think we said that last week. It's a short movie.
Oh, okay. I
Maybe
can see
that's
that then.
because the only Michael Jackson video on here I saw was Billie Jean, and that's 100. And I still think that's miss. I think that's still ranked too fucking low. That's better than
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Oh my! Are you saying the Missy Elliott video is above his?
No, yeah.
Okay, that's some bullshit then. Yeah, that list is bullshit then.
The number one on here is Hurt by Johnny Cash, which was pretty good, but.
Yeah, I'm about to say Johnny Cash did a good job. Yeah, that list is bullshit then. Yeah, Michael Jackson definitely. If it down to your question again, I would definitely put him in my top five. I don't know where I would put Thriller at on that five list because I can't think of him. I know Z. It seemed like he named a couple, and he looked like he had one of his favorite videos of all time. I can't possibly put a number one label on a video right now. I can't. There's too many videos in my head right now. Think about.
Yeah, but it is definitely probably top 10, closer to 5, because there's so many cool ones, but it was so good. I mean, Thriller, if it's not considered a music video, if it's considered, it's definitely the best short movie I've ever seen.
It can be considered a musical.
Yes.
Have they ever done that?
I
Isn't there a tour that goes around doing Michael Jackson shit? Circus Soleil or something like that?
You know, a lot of those shows, a lot of those Cirque du Soleil, they've implemented Michael Jackson move steps and stuff like that with songs that are. The most recent one of lately was, I believe it was your state, Ohio State, doing with their marching band.
Oh, fuck them.
Did you see that one?
I hate Ohio State, but yeah, I saw it.
That was pretty fucking cool. I was like, see, that's how you do a marching band right there. I was like, when they made the Michael Jackson out of the people and had him moonwalking and shit. And I was like, that was awesome. That was pretty badass. I'm with you. I hate Ohio State too, but that was pretty fucking awesome what they did with that. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, that's the best time to be at the top bleacher seat if you have to go to that game.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff they do with Michael Jackson, they do, it's creative.
It's really good.
But
how they had him touching his hat too.
But even looking at that list, he's done, besides Billie Jean, Bad, Remember the Times, Black and White, Earth Song,
Smooth Criminal.
How many? Even Ants Marching. I think it's Ants Marching. They did smooth. They did a remake of Smooth Criminal. That was a good music video.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
And Michael Jackson, he might have had some input on it, but he loved it. Because he's not gonna.
A fan of music. Right.
Yeah, he's not gonna give his shit to someone that's gonna make it look like crap.
You remember what Chris Tucker said? He'd be in the car listening to rap with me sometimes. He'd be like, "Turn that up, Chris. I like this song. Is that Rick Ross? I like that."
Yeah. But music video wise, I'm with you. It's too hard to pick. There's so many good ones.
I mean, it'd definitely be in my top five.
Wrecking Ball's up there too.
Yeah, Wrecking Ball's my number one, of course. I mean, mm-hmm. I just didn't want to say anything. But since you said it, it's out there now. Wrecking Ball, yep.
It's my number one.
Along with Vibrant Things from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Oh, your Mama Said Knock You Out. Oh, Going Back to Cali. Come on now.
Mm. But I would say California Love is probably my favorite because that one had a Mad Max feel. Going back to Cali.
Oh, yeah, people. That was the last question I had, so yeah. Well, that was another bullshit movie review from Throwback Tuesday.
You picked it.
You goddamn right. Didn't think it'd win, but you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah, what was the nomination? Was there how many cool other ones did we get?
You know, I didn't check it out, actually. I just saw the numbers of what one and shit. I didn't see which one.
Because that always makes me curious what the other ones would be.
I am curious now, too, that you bring that up. Obviously, I didn't look it up because I didn't get fucked. Because I was too busy dumbfounded about fucking Blair Witch Project, how stupid this fucking movie was. I was like, wow, someone actually moved this and actually gave it a distribution. Wow, that's fucking impressive right there. That is fucking impressive. I better not ever hear Hollywood say, that's a dumb idea or anything like that. Yeah.
It kind of makes me sad.
Kind of makes me pissed off. But, people, that's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 66. I'm the Phenomenal on MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Play the bastards. It's Thriller! Thriller night. You won't get raped tonight and
Shaman.
Shaman.
Later.